The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tzachim Dafayin Beis. The Mishnah in Aleph on the Beis that talks about Korban Pesach that was brought in a way that was possible on Shabbos, is it a Maisim Melach? Is it not a Maisim Melach? You do what you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, what there is no heter and tchir on Shabbos for, is one chayv a korban chatos or not. So the machlokes over there, the details between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara by us on Ayin Beis goes back and forth. The sugya is rather complicated, but one thing comes out clearly. The Gemara says on Ayin Beis that in reference to the Mishnah in Shabbos in Perek of Elazar the Middle that talks about there were two children, one was mixed up with the other, one was two children on Shabbos, one was supposed to be mauled on Friday, you mauled them by accident on Shabbos. On the ninth day, there is no heter to do a bris milah shalai bizmana on Shabbos. Or there was one that was supposed to be mauled on Sunday, you mauled them on Shabbos, it's the seventh day, it's not even the eighth day. When is the Yechiv Korban Chatos, when is not? One theme is clear. If the maisa that's being done has a shame maisa milah, has a shame maisa mitzvah, and you yoytze the mitzvah of milah, then even if you weren't supposed to do it, a korban chatos won't be brought. A maisa mitzvah does not command a chiyuv korban chatos, even though there is no heter of Shabbos. There's a bona fide mechal Shabbos, but since the maisa mitzvah at the same time, there is no chiyuv chatos. So the Gemara that says that mol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, one of the infants was supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. He was taken the eighth day. He was mauled by accident on the seventh day on Erev Shabbos. Eino nitin lutchas Shabbos. One can thereafter not be doicha Shabbos. What's it to be doicha Shabbos? There's a chiyuv. The Gemara tells us that even if there is a milah was done, the Gemara says it over there by a ger, that even if a ger was megay, which is quite common today, it wasn't so common in the times of Chazal, but a ger that's already Gemalt, today's circumcision is pretty common even amongst non-Jews. A guy that's circumcised, now he's not a mole, but he's circumcised, and now he's being Megari, he has to go through a process called Hatofes Dam Bris. Can the Hatofes Dam Bris be done of a tinnik that went through a bris on the seventh day? It was possible. L'chayre makes that Hatofes Dam Bris on the eighth day. The Rosh brings a raya over the Imperik of Laz Demilo, that any mal b'toy ches, he does not need hatofes dam bris. Why? Because if he needed hatofes dam bris, it would be done on the eighth day. If it would be done on the eighth day, it would be doiches Shabbos. If it's not doiches Shabbos, that means that tells us faket. That tells us that he does not need hatofes dam bris. If he would need hatofes dam bris, it would be a chiv on the eighth day. If it says that we do not do it on the eighth day, we're not doiches Shabbos, then obviously he does not need Hatofes Dam Bris. Now, the Rosh's Raya is a little bit questionable because it would be possible to say that he needs Hatofes Dam Bris, but for some reason Hatofes Dam Bris doesn't have the same koyach as Milo to be Doiches Shabbos. We'll see why the Rosh doesn't hold that way. The Rosh is brought l'halacha. Sounds like something that wouldn't come up halacha l'maisa. How often do you get a baby gemalt on the wrong day? The truth of the matter is that one hears such stories. There are stories that are asked by Rabbonim. What happens if a baby was born and there was a mistake about the time of the birth and the baby was born right before the Shkia, right after the Shkia? It is possible, it's been known to happen, where there was a milah that was performed on the wrong day. Milah could be performed on the seventh day if the baby was born around Shkia time. In actuality, it was after Tzeis, and the baby was mauled as if he was born on the previous day. The marshal, he was really born on Sunday, and they thought that it was a Shabbos baby, and they had it on Shabbos. Again, it doesn't often happen, but there are stories about times of birth that are not accurately reported. The question is whether the chiyuv chatos. And the question is more important, because we're to bizman they're not dealing with the chiyuv chatos. If the milah was taka performed within 8 days, I even recently heard a story in a hospital where they actually mixed up babies. Then the moel had to be quick on his toes and get the baby back and say he had to perform a surgical procedure, and then he made atofes dam bris. Not a simple story. One of the moelim in the
hospitals in Yerushalayim. He pretended that there was some type of need for some type of minor surgical procedure, and then the urology department called him in, and he put on hospital scrubs, and he did Atavas Nabrit. So it could happen theoretically. In any case, the Ramah in the beginning of Yerudei Reish Samach Beis Hilchus Mila brings down Molu B'toy Ches Yom Mizyotze. It brings down from the Rosh. If he's Mal B'toy Ches Yom, even though he's Mevatel Mitzaseh B'yem Hashmini Yibov Sar Alosoy, Zechiv Derais is a Mitzaseh Derais the Mal B'yem Shmini that he didn't do Abiyotze. There's no need for Atovas Dabris. The child is Gemalt, finished. The Ramah adds over there. This thing comes from a Rosh. The Ramah adds over there. Molu B'toy Ches will be Yom Yotze, that comes from the Rosh. The Ramah adds before that, over Mol Balaylo Tzorch Lachzo Latim Ben Adam Bris. He brings from Agoy to Maimonides. Beis Yosef Paskins that way, that if Mila was performed Balaylo, again, it could happen. You missed the time, there was a baby that was yellow, and it wasn't clear if they would be able to do the Bris. It happened the last second, except it wasn't the last second. It was after the last second. Over Mol Balaylo, the halacha is, the Ramah says, Tzorch Lachzo Latim Ben Adam Bris. Interesting. If he does the bris balaylo, mechayev hatofes dam bris, as if he never had a proper milo. But if he did it b'toich yom shmini, before yom shmini, b'toich shivas yomim, there the halacha is he was yotze, does not need hatofes dam bris. The Taz and the Shach have a very hard time understanding how the Dak and Moshe, the Ramah, brings both these halachos. They understand that the Rosh and the Agoyis Maimonides argue. Either you hold it a milo where you're not mekayim the mitzvah b'yom hashmini yibov v'salos, so you're not mekayim either b'yom or the b'shmini yibov v'salos. So what's the difference? V'nishvi, you didn't do the ma'aseh milo in a way that you're mekayim the tzivei haTorah, do you have to make a davar d'bris? Do you not? What's the machloikis? So there's a famous discussion. Milo, besides for the act of milo, is also rendering the child a mohul. The famous shtickle from the Marach or Zeruah, where he talks about whether milo is a mitzvah seshaz man groma. Other Rishonim want to say that Mila is not a mitzvah. The question is whether Mal is a mechui, whether you need a pasuk to batter up women. And there's different Rishonim in the beginning of the sugya of Mila in Kiddushin Dav Chof Tes that say different terutzim. Marach Ozeruah says Mila is not a mitzvah seshes man groma because the essential mitzvah is Mila is not the act of doing the Mila. That's Soros Orlo. The mitzvah of Mila is being a mohul. The purpose of Mila and the mitzvah Mila, the chi of a Mila itself, is for a yid to be a mohul, not an oral. The maisa Mila is the way to which it's done. It has a time when it's supposed to be done, when it's not supposed to be done. So we can understand that if a Mila was done, shalai bizman, you will mevatel the protim of the maisa Mila, but the child is a mohul. Same way if he was noilad mohul, he's a noilad mohul. There's no oral there. Mila was there, even over there with the Zechiv HaTavis Nabris, one could hear, there is no Zechiv HaTavis Nabris over here. There was a Maisa Mila done, he was Mevatel, the Protem of the Mitzvahs Maisa Mila, but the Maisa, the child is a mole. The oil was taken off, it was done with the Maisa Mila, the child is a mole, that's the essential mitzvah. Or we say, no, the mitzvah is Ma'akiv, in the Shein Mohul, the fact that the Maisa Mila wasn't done properly, if it's done either Balailo or Toich Zayin Yomin, the Maisa of when and how the Mila is supposed to be done was not done properly, and one has to make Hatovas Dabris, because that's another Maisa Mila. Again, Hatovas Dabris is the same principle. Hatovas Dabris doesn't make him any less of an oral, but what it is a Maisa Mila. So let's say a Noilad Mohul still has to go through Hatovas Dabris, a Ger has to go through there's no, we're not making him Ois oral into a moral. He doesn't become physically circumcised, not physically different, but it's a Maisa Mila, it's a Maisa Maisa Mitzvah of Knisa Labris. So that seems to be the two tzadim. How do you bring both of them together? Why should there be a difference between Bayom Shmini, Toich, before Yom Shmini there is, Toich Zayin Yom, or Balaylo? What's the difference? So again, the Taz and the Shach don't agree with the Ramah that holds that you can put these two halachos together, and there's a difference between Balaylo and Toich Zayin. Also, the fact that the Gemara says that a tinnik shizmano acha Shabbos, umoloiso b'Shabbos, that means he's a Sunday baby, he was supposed to be gemalt on Sunday, he was mauled on day 7, it says over there that it's a tovet v'ar mitzvah. What the Gemara's masbir by us is that, again, he's a Sunday baby, he's a tovet v'ar mitzvah, he thought he was doing the ma'aseh milah, And actually, the meal was supposed to be done tomorrow. It was supposed to be done on Sunday. He did it on Shabbos. Says that the Tobit va mitzvah, but he didn't do a mitzvah. He's chayav kar mechatz. What do you mean he didn't do a mitzvah? You're telling me that a tofes that the ma'ase mila toich shmoinas yom toich shivas yomim is yotza. The Rambam was saying if you hold it's yotza, like the Rosh says, you don't have to make a tofes nabris. How do you call that a ma'ase mitzvah? So let's discuss for a minute. Reb Chaim has a principle how he explains the shtickle. Reb Chaim in his chedushim al hashas, where he explains that the gedder of a tofes nabris, again we explain that a tofes nabris is not the essential act of rendering an oral into a mohul, child that you do the bloodletting, b'mokum ha'orla, he's not any more a mohul than he was before that Tavis Nabris. So Chaim explains that Tavis Nabris is a symbolic act of Mila. Again, it does not make him into a mohul, but it's an act of Mila. A child that was born mohul, l'mashul, a ger, needs to undergo a maisa Mila. The Mayachai has to go through a maisa Mila. The maisa Mila, he says, is not specifically the nature of this Maisa Atavas Nabris is not specifically related to Beyom Shmini. The din of not doing Mila before the Yom Shmini is the pshat that, as far as his definition, Mohul and Orul, that takes place by Yom Shmini. But Be'etzem, Maisa Mitzvahs Mila, the act of Mila, can be performed on any day. It can be performed on day 7. It happens to be the child is not a Orul, so Mela, the Mila is different, but it is a Maisa Mila, by its nature, it is a Maisa Mila, he says that Tavis Nabris really has nothing to do specifically with Bayom Shmini. Masha'en Kain, I mean, the way to understand what the Rambam is saying is to understand that Balaylo is not a Maisa Mila at all. Chaim points out that Tavis Nabris. That Tavis Nabris, Balaylo, is lo yotzi de chivose because it's not a Maisa Mila. Maisa Mila is Bayom. The nature of a Maisa Mila is that it has to be done by Yom. So we bring a Korm by night is meaningless. But B'toich Shmini, the problem is not in the Maisa per se. And therefore, Mol, B'toich Shmoinas Yomim, there's a Maisa Mila that's performed. Why? Because even if it's Toich Shmini Legabe the Mila, but there is a Tofes Nabris, there is an act of Lachnisa Bebisa, there is an act of Mila, per se, performed. The same way Tavis Nabris is a Maisa Mila, it just doesn't create a mohol out of an oral, but it is a Maisa that's done, which has the power of Mila, a ger, a noilad mohol, they have to go through a Maisa Tavis Nabris. So too, if a child is nimol toich shmoina, the reason why the Rosh understands that you don't have to go back and do that Tavis Nabris is because included in the Mila was a Tavis Nabris. But if you do a Mila at night, it's not an act of Mila. If I care. But Laila, let's say it's Laila of the 15th day. The child becomes a mohul because he was an oral. On the 8th day, it's Chal Hashem mohul. It's Chal Hashem orul. He becomes an interesting halacha that you're not allowed to an oral. It's not allowed to eat truma. So a tinoik, that's not gemalt, you're not allowed to, it's not a shayla of eating oral, but that's called a week old baby. But there's a shayla of soch b'shem in the truma. Only a kohen is allowed to use for rubbing purposes oil that has kedushas truma. Soch a tinnik, only a kohen. What about a kohen that's an oral? In the first week, you're allowed to shmir on him orlo shel. Shemen shel truma. Why? Because he doesn't have a shem oral. After that, b'yem shmini v'olo, he has a shame oral, you're not allowed to put on him shemen of truma. So you see clearly that the shame mohul and oral is talibiyam shmini. But the act of mila per se, even if it shouldn't be done toich yam shmini, toich 8 days, because he's not a mohul yet, he's not an oral yet, and you're not making him into a mohul within the first week, but at the very least, it's a ma'aseh atavas nabris. Atavas nabris can be done any day. Ger brought down before that a ger ben yoimoy, you make a meal on the first day. You can do on the first, you can do any day. But it has to be done by day. So if the Maisa Mila, the Maisa Tavis Nabris, was done by night, the Maisa Mila was done by night, it's not a Maisa Mila. It's not a Maisa Mila, you have to do a Tavis Nabris. That's Tura Mohol. It's Mashenkin, it's Sechmer Nes Yomin. then it could be that you didn't do the mitzvahs mila properly, but a ma'aseh mila you did. A tafas dam bris there is. So you don't have to do another ma'aseh of a tafas dam bris. One thing we're left with is, it could be we understand the difference between doing a mila toich the first week, where it is a ma'aseh mila because it was done by Yom HaShem, and it was done by Laila, it's not. What we don't understand is the question that we asked before, which is, why, if the child is supposed to be gemalt on Sunday, he's a Sunday baby, and you mal him a day early on the seventh day of Shabbos and say, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. What do you mean it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah? You see, the Rosh says, and the Ramal Paskins, that you don't have to go back and do the bris milah again. Isn't that clear that you did the ma'aseh milah? It's possible. This question was asked on Reb Chaim. Reb Moshe Sternbuch brings this question b'shem a big goyin who lived in London, Choshvid, an Adam Godel, whose name was Reb Yom Tov Rakov. And what's possible is that, like we're saying, since the shame oral doesn't start till the eighth day, the seventh day doesn't have a shame oral. You could rub him with Shemen of Truma, even though he doesn't have a bris yet. He's not an oral. Only on the eighth day does the shame arelu start. If you take away with the mice and mila, what you've done is you've taken off the oral, you thereafter can't be yoitza the mitzvah of changing him from an oral to a mohel. You took off the skin of the oral, where before it was chal hashem oral, before he became an oral, you took away from him the ability to be mekayim. He might now be a mohel, but you took away from him the ability to be mekayim, the essential mice and mila of making an oral into a mold. The essential ma'aseh mila is the turning of an oral into a mold. That's why it's gerus, because that's what gerus is all about. The difference between a yid and a goy, the Gemara says in the Dharma of Lamed Aleph, is a yid is called a mohol, he's open to ruchnias, and a goy is called an oral, he's feshtot, he's closed up to influences of ruchnias. That's the difference between a mold and an oral. Doing the ma'aseh mila, taking off that oral, is freeing his body to be a kli kibul for Yiddishkeit, for Shechina, for Dveikus, for Kedusha, for Tahara. So when you take off that arelus before the eighth day, you've taken away the ability to do that transformational job after he's an oral. The job is not to change him into a mohel before he became an oral, which is the first week. The job is to wait, the mitzvah is to wait till he's an oral and turn him into a mohel, memela. If you do the ma'aseh, and with the ma'aseh, you're mevatel the ability to thereafter do the ma'aseh properly, even though it's a tovus dabris, it's a ma'aseh milo, mitzad a tovus dabris, but a ma'aseh milo which destroys the ability to really do the milo, might be an active milo, it's a tovus dabris, but it's also taking away the ability to be mekayim the milo properly, that's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Milo of the b'chayim chatos. So again, we have this Ramah, which puts together two unlikely halachas. Interesting point where this discussion of what does it mean mila b'yom shmini? Does it mean that the child is not an oral till he's on his eighth day? Does it mean that you have to do the ma'aseh mila on the eighth day? It's not really much to do with the child, but it has to do with the day, so to speak. There's discussion about if a child is born in Australia, a baby's born in Australia, you fly him backwards over the halachic date line, to where the child's already been through, if you count from when he was born in Australia, let's say, you could be on the eighth day, but theoretically, as far as the calendar is concerned, it means that he's already had eight shkias and tzeitzak kechavims. But really, the child, as far as age is concerned, is only 7 days old, because he went backwards over the clock. So he was born on a Sunday in Australia. He was born on a Monday in Australia, and then you flew him on Wednesday to America. By going backwards to California, he's now, when it comes Sunday in America, it's really Monday in Australia. So he's really been through eight shkias and tzeisin. He's really been through 8 days as far as time is concerned. But is he 8 days old? Calendar-wise, he's not. What defines Mila B'yem Shmini? Interesting, there are those that are toddler in this type of hakira. How do we understand the depth, the hagdora of mila b'yom shmini? Again, it doesn't happen too often, because b'derech klal 5-day-old babies are not flown. Where it does come up more often is couples, let's say, that have a baby overseas. Let's say you have a couple learning in a kollel in Australia, and their parents, they're from California. And for the Pidyon HaBen, they fly back home. It's Ben Azmanim anyways, or whatever it is. They fly for the Pidyon HaBen to make it into a family affair. A Pidyon HaBen, also, you have the same question. Is the point that he went through 30 days, or it has to do with his inherent age? Nothing to do with how many sunrises and sunsets he passed through, but it has to do with what's his age, Kafida calendar. He was born on this day, so on the 31st day, age-wise, he's 30 days. So what happens if it doesn't fit with the calendar because he lost the day, because he went backwards against the deadline? That would be the same shaila. But we're not going to delve into that. Whether the shaila Pidyon HaBen is taller than the shaila Mila, that's another discussion. But anyway, as far as the Mila, that had to understand the Hagdara of what the eighth day is. Is it the eighth day, or it's 8 days, so to speak? That chaps that nashkamina. That has that difference. An interesting shaila that comes up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.